Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis, and today I'm joined by Pastor Adrian, and we're here to talk about men's retreat. Pastor Adrian, just talk a little bit about this year's theme of men's retreat and how you and Brian and Dad came up with that.
Yeah, well, as I was praying about our men's retreat, and it's something I look forward to every year, but as I thought about what is a message that we as men need to hear in today's day and age, I just thought of the word boldness. And maybe not, and I'll talk about this in a minute, maybe not necessarily the idea of boldness that many of us think of when we think of that word, but I wonder what it would look like for men, believers in Jesus, to rise up and be bold in who they are, in their identity of Christ, what he's called us to do, and being obedient in all areas of our lives. And so as I began to just pray about that and share those ideas with Pastor Carey and with Brian, who serves as our speaker again this year, they were for it. And so I began to pray into it more, and Brian and I met and talked through it, and we just decided that our theme for this year would be Go Bold. So kind of that idea of that wherever we go boldly. And so I'm really excited to dive in a little bit further. Always excited for men's retreat, but really excited to see what God wants to do through us as we dive in a little bit deeper to this theme.
And before we get too deep into the theme, also thanks again for joining me today. And before we get too deep into this theme, I should mention that the deadline to register for men's retreat is April 9th, so coming up just here in a few days for men that are interested. And they can get registration forms at church, correct?
Yeah, in the lobby, or if you need one, you can email me, adrianmills@abeaconofhope.org. I'd be happy to get that information to you.
So talk more about the theme on boldness. And you said it wasn't typically what you think of when you think of boldness, what you were talking about.
Well, I think society, I'm going to speak specifically as a man. I'm not a woman, so I can't speak as a woman, but I'm going to speak as a man. I think we have very different ideas maybe on what that word means and what it says. I think, Grayson, I know that you're a few years younger than me, but I think you'll remember the Mountain Dew commercials back in the day where guys would be jumping out of airplanes, or, you know, they're mountain biking off the side of a cliff while drinking a Mountain Dew. And I don't even remember the theme was Dew the Dew or whatever it was, but it was kind of this, you know, crazy adrenaline pumping adventure. You remember those commercials?
Yeah, I remember the Mountain Dew commercials, and I think they might have even had some milk commercials that were similar to that.
And I think there's something, you know, as a younger boy, you're like, oh, that's awesome. Or, you know, maybe you think that's terrifying. But sometimes I think when we think of the word boldness, we think of that. Like, let's just go take off, you know, or you think of your favorite war movie or Braveheart or whatever, you know, you fill in the blank with wherever, but you think of that character or that person or that dramatic speech they give before going to war. And I think there's value in that for us as believers, maybe. But I want to look for a minute at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, which for me was the foundational verse for this. This won't be the only verse that we talk about that week. But the Apostle Paul, writing to the church in Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12 says this: "Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold." And for the Apostle Paul, his boldness wasn't rooted in adrenaline or even passion or this, you know, zeal for we're going to take on the world. It was rooted in hope. It was rooted in who we are and what Christ has done for us. That's where our boldness comes from. And so that began to just cause me to think a little bit differently. If you look toward the end of that chapter, it says this: "Now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." And so a couple ideas that I have with this idea of boldness is that boldness is really more about freedom. It's about really being free in who we are in Christ. That because we have this hope, there's freedom. That's the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And we're being transformed for his glory. And so I see boldness as this idea of being rooted very much in who we are, knowing who we are in Christ. Because of that, there's freedom, and we're being transformed. It's about his glory, as it says at the end, that we're being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory. And so boldness, sometimes to talk about what it is, you have to talk about what it's not. Boldness isn't about drawing attention to ourselves. It's not about bringing glory to ourselves. It's not about being rooted in emotion. Emotion's important, but that's not what boldness, according to the Apostle Paul, is. It's rooted in who we are, with this identity that we have, and what Christ is doing in us.
And also, as you're reading those scripture verses, I was reminded of another scripture verse that talks about, I actually read it recently, it was talking about not boasting in anything that we do, but boasting in our weakness, boasting in, you know, Christ using us, so to speak, boasting only in him and not in anything that we do.
Right. And I think Brian and I, when we sat down to talk about this, you know, Brian, of course, does a lot of the teaching sessions. We, as pastors, just get to be pastors and kind of help kind of lead the response. But as Brian began to just ask specifically about, you know, what we envisioned and what, you know, what I thought, you know, he just began to ask these questions. And one of the questions he asked is, you know, what does this look like? And he stopped after I kept responding and said, you're not responding in what I would typically say. Most of my responses for what would look like for men to be bold was in relationships with others, not necessarily about be bold in sharing your faith, although I think that's important. Not necessarily be bold in read through the Bible in a year, you know, which is important. But I began to talk about just in the daily interactions we have with people, the boldness to just obey in the little things. Like, when's the last time that you had this kind of nudge and you didn't know if it was the Holy Spirit or not, and he said, you know, why don't you buy that person's groceries, or why don't you stop and help that person, or why don't you stop and send this person a text and let them know you're praying for them? And sometimes we do it, but sometimes we don't. We resist the Holy Spirit. And as not that those other ideas aren't important, but for me, boldness comes back to obedience in everyday relationships. So men that are bold are willing to say whatever the Lord would have them say, even if it brings, you know, some reproach or it's not a popular thing to say. Think about, you know, those of us that are married. Think of husbands that are bold, are obedient in those relationships with their wife, or if they have kids, or if, you know, their coworkers, or wherever their community is. I think being fully obedient, not to bring glory to ourselves, that's the key in 2 Corinthians that we see, but to bring glory to him as we're being transformed. And so without realizing it, a lot of my responses came back to this idea of relationships, that allowing his presence to really help us in our relationships.
And as you were talking, Pastor Adrian, I was thinking in relation to boldness and relationships, you know, being bold enough to speak the truth in love, what God is telling us to speak to that person, like you said, even if it's something that we're not sure how they're going to take or whatnot, and, you know, speaking up for what God wants us, is telling us to speak, even if it's not something that our culture agrees with, or, you know, if it's going against the culture or against society, speaking what God is telling us in our hearts, or we feel like he's telling us in our hearts. And a lot of times we wonder if we're hearing God's voice or not. And something I heard recently that really stuck out to me was, you know, people in our lives that we know really well, we know their voices.
Right.
And so the more time we spend with God, the more we get attuned to what his voice is and how he speaks to us.
Yeah, that's really interesting, Grayson, because I was just looking this up while you were speaking. A year and a half ago, I was doing a study, and the study wasn't on boldness, but the author was making a point about it, and he used this diagram, and I know you're listening, so you can't see pictures, but I want you to imagine, for those of you listening, a circle, and the author called it the circle of boldness, and there's two circles on my page. I'll talk about the first circle, and Grayson really hit the nail on the head. You know, a circle, of course, doesn't have a beginning or an end, but if you picture at the top of the circle, it says, more time with Jesus. In other words, spending more time with him, knowing him better. And if you go around the circle kind of in a clockwise motion, the next stop about a quarter way down on the circle is faith builds. So in other words, the top of our circle, the more time we spend with Jesus, as we go further in this cycle, the circle of boldness, our faith builds. Our faith builds not from emotion, not from passion, not from, it builds as we spend more time with Jesus. And then if you keep going, another quarter of a turn on the circle is our boldness increases. Our boldness increases after we spend time with Jesus, and then our faith increases because our faith has to be, you know, that's out of that faith is where boldness comes from. And then the last kind of turn on the, there's four spots on the circle, is results increase. So a lot of us, when we think of boldness, we think, well, I'm not seeing fruit in my life. I'm not seeing, and we want to maybe skip ahead. And so I think that's a really important cycle for us, that first we spend time with Jesus. If you're serious about wanting to be bold, it begins by spending intentional time knowing him. And I, Grayson, you hit that right on the head. Then as we do that, the circle of faith builds, then boldness increases, then we see results. And the beautiful thing about this circle, Grayson, is as we see results, we desire to spend more time with Jesus because we're so humbled that he's using us, or we're so grateful that he's getting glory. And then the other side, if you could picture a similar circle, this is the opposite. So this is, I'm spending less time with Jesus. And as I go around this circle, as I spend less time with him, my faith weakens. And as my faith weakens, my boldness decreases. And of course, I'm seeing less results. My results are decreasing, which sometimes can in turn me spending less time with Jesus. So I know that that's not like a formula, but I think it's a helpful way for me to think about that it's a circle, that it does continue and it does feed off each other. But Grayson, you are right on the head that it begins as we spend more time knowing who he is, because that's what our boldness is rooted in, is who he is.
That's always easier said than done, and I think we just have to ask him to give us a desire to spend more time with him. And as you were talking, Pastor Adrian, about the circle, I was thinking about part of boldness is staying the course, being patient, you know, with what we feel like God is telling us, even if we don't see results right away, just being patient and continuing to be faithful to what he's telling us day by day, and eventually those results, we'll see those.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times, Grayson, we think about boldness, we think about the big things. You know, we might think of examples of people that are bold, and we think of, you know, people throughout history that have done incredible things. I admire that, but I truly think it comes down to the little things, being obedient in the little opportunities each day. Why? Because we can't be obedient in the big things if we miss the little things. But I think sometimes God is honored just as much in the little things as, you know, that big, extraordinary act of, you know, I'm going to stand up on my table and announce that I'm, you know, I'm a believer in, you know, and great if that's what the Lord would. But I wonder if it's more about the little things that we do each day preparing us for that opportunity. Because if we're not obedient in those little things, how can we be bold in that big opportunity, or when we really need to stand up for our faith, or we really need to take a stand for the Lord? We're not going to be prepared because we haven't exercised, right? We haven't done the little things along the way to help us prepare for that.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And as you were talking, I was thinking about the saying about how actions speak louder than words. And we don't always have to be, like you said, up on the table, shouting it to the rooftop, so to speak. It can be the little things that people recognize about how we live our lives that speaks to God and might cause somebody to ask us, you know, what's different about your life, or I noticed this or that we won't even think that people are recognizing until maybe they say something.
Right. Absolutely. I agree.
And Pastor Adrian, I think this will be a great theme and something that all the men will be able to relate to. Kind of switching gears, maybe with some of the details or maybe some of the questions that people might have about Men's Retreat. I'm sure on the forums there's probably a list of things guys can bring, or right, you know, things they need or that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and of course everybody gets their own lodging. Those that have gone for a year or two know that. But if you need help finding a place, just, you know, contact us, contact the church office. We could help you. But yeah, we, you know, we're heading down by the water, and sometimes it's beautiful and you bring shorts and a hat and sunglasses, and sometimes it's kind of windy and chilly and you need a sweatshirt. And so, you know, we tend to ask guys to just pack lots of different options depending on what you're doing. The schedule's very relaxed, very relational. We have times for our service, but then a lot of time guys can bring their fishing poles or their bikes, certainly bring their Bible, maybe a journal or something to take some notes if they want. money for meals that's not provided in the cost. And so that's something we ask guys to just bring some money to cover their meals. And of course, we're willing to help too. If there's a guy that's struggling with meal money, I'll find some guys that can help you. And so just a great opportunity. And every year, God is so faithful, bringing a great group of men together. And really, the last thing I'll say about it, Grayson, you can ask me any other questions, but I think the enemy hates stuff like this because there's power in men coming together. We don't do that very well as men. We can live pretty isolated sometimes, maybe because we think that's what it is to be a man, is to be able to be strong and independent. And so coming together on a retreat where we kind of come together and admit we want help, we need guidance, we need wisdom, I think that really honors the Lord, and I think he honors that. And so that's what makes me most excited and maybe what humbles me the most about our men's retreat.
Pastor Adrian, I definitely agree with what you're saying. And from experience, I know from past men's retreat, sometimes guys drop out at the last minute for various reasons. And so I would just encourage you, if you're listening, just to be in prayer. Even if you're not able to go, be in prayer for those that are going, and just be in prayer that the enemy is not able to get a foothold in anybody's situation or whatever that would prevent them from going. Because I think God will work in a mighty way in the lives of those that are going, and that their lives will be changed. And certainly if something like that's going to happen, the enemy would want to try to stop that from happening. So I think that's very important. And I look forward to going this year, Pastor Adrian, and hearing more as Brian shares on boldness, and you and Dad kind of do the responses for that week. And it's time to relax and build relationships also with the men going. The fellowship and all the other stuff is good also. Would you mind just closing us out, praying for the men's retreat, those involved with it, you and Dad and Brian involved in the planning, and for each and every man that it's God's will that attend the men's retreat? And,
absolutely. Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for those listening today. And I pray for men. I know not every man can go on a men's retreat. Maybe there are those that are listening today from another church, another place. But I pray today that you would help us to value relationships. Women investing in each other, men investing in each other, to realize that really does honor you. And it helps us, equip us, it sharpens us. So Lord, I'm praying today that you would give us favor in these days ahead as we plan this men's retreat. We're excited. Always new opportunities to build new relationships. I pray for the men that are going and those that are still deciding to go. Give them, I don't know, just conviction, Lord. Help them to feel invited and welcomed. And we look forward to an incredible time. Your Spirit is always present when we choose to get away, remove distractions, and seek your face. We love you, Lord, and we thank you in your name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Adrian, thanks for joining me today, and thanks for the information and for sharing about the theme. Look forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks, Grayson.